How can summer be a time of renewal and self-discovery for you? 2 more days left of school for this year in 2024. Summer's about to begin. And with summer, I always think time with a less hectic schedule, which would open the gate of opportunity to sit down and reflect on self, set goals for the other half of the year. Part of that can also be reflecting on self, thus the self-discovery. In this episode, we're going to explore the journey of focusing on oneself during the summer, a time often associated with relaxation and renewal, and potentially getting to know yourself again. Welcome to another episode of The Worthy Physician. I'm your host, Dr. Sapna Shah Hawk, reigniting your humanity and passion for medicine. With the summer literally 2 days away, a point of interest is always a good book or a good movie, time to relax, time to reflect. How did the first half of the year go? What are my goals for the second half? And last summer really taught me a really good experience when we got stuck in New Mexico unexpectedly from failing brakes on a vehicle. It really caused me to slow down. It was unplanned, unintended, but it really allowed me to focus on myself, on my kids, on my goals, what was important, and really forced the white space or quiet space that I really needed. And there have been multiple times throughout the year that have forced that. But one of my goals this summer, at least, is to create that intentionally and not have life create that for me. Part of that self-focus and self-reflection throughout these past few months have been on the loss of self. What does that really mean? When I say that, I mean that my 42-year-old self doesn't always recognize the reflection in the mirror, and I don't mean aging. That's not an issue for me, but the core of a person as who and what I am. It's much more realistic and recognizable now compared to 3 years ago, 5 years ago. It was quite muddled. Medicine, when we go into medical school, and even when we are working to hit different points of achievement to get into medical school, during medical school, during residency, and this is a message I have shared repeatedly over and over again, at each point, we have to give something up. Because by saying yes to something, we say no to something else. By saying yes to the long hours of studying, we say no to potentially certain events like traveling, relationships, exploring a hobby. We might have to let go of a dream that we had at a younger age, which is juxtaposed by the demands of medicine. And each year that we give something up or that we ruminate on what could have happened, what didn't happen, what should have happened, it's a grief. It's loss of an experience, loss of a relationship, loss of part of your identity. And it's okay to change over time, but the question is, has your core changed? Have your core values changed? Are you able to actually list what is important to you? What are your core values? What do you wish would have happened? What could have happened? And if so, fantastic. But if there's any confusion on any of these points, have you taken the time to define or redefine your core values? The 5 top things that are important to you? What would be considered your North Compass? Have you identified pain points of loss? For example, this is very small, but a favorite pastime of mine was reading. I would read about a book every 1 to 2 weeks. Somebody might think, so what? What does it matter? For me, it was an escape. It was learning new knowledge. It was really something I had that was tangible. After medical school, I really did not pick up another book to read for pleasure for several years. And it wasn't until my son was about a year old and I read him Go Dog Go, or maybe it was Green Eggs and Ham, but the fact that I read a book several pages long that was longer than any children's board book really made me stop and think, wow, I enjoyed that. Because of whatever triggered my loss of interest in reading, I lost that part. I lost several years because of whatever reason, I didn't pick up a book. It's still hard to pick up a book, especially with small children and multiple responsibilities in daily life and at work. But another way around that is audiobooks. So I've regained that. So over the next 3 months, 90 days, I would ask the listener to set intentions. Set intentions to, if you have any confusion or you need clarity, define your core values. If you have any pain points or losses, not necessarily people, but loss of experience, loss of relationships, etc., that still bother you, stop and label them. Write them down. If you have achievements of which you are proud, stop and write them down. Be present in that moment. Be present in that exercise. It does not need to necessarily be a full sentence. It could be a graph, a one word, or a list. Put it down on paper. Then reflect on how it makes you feel. How has that changed? How have you changed? How have you grown as a person? Where do you wish you could grow more? What area lacks clarity? If you have found this helpful, go to your favorite podcast app and leave a review. Share with a friend. And starting May 27th, if this has resonated with you, there will be a workbook available on the Worthy Physician website for purchase to help you work through any of these points and even more for clarity, for purpose, for getting yourself to the next level. Stay tuned for next week's episode where Dr. Jillian Riggert and I dive into a pretty darn good and positive conversation about her experience, her transformation, and just all the awesome insight that she gives. Thanks for tuning in. Share with a friend because we can all use camaraderie.